This is my vantage point when I do the radio play-by-play for the Chiefs Fox Football Radio Network, 13 stories above the field. It's also an interesting perspective because I have the entire stadium in front of me. And week after week, I see this stadium get filled up with people who really care about this football team. It has been a difficult week at One Arrowhead Drive. The Chiefs almost beat the Baltimore Ravens but let them off the hook. It was also difficult because Chiefs starting quarterback Matt Cassel was injured in the game. And seemingly, there were some in this stadium that cheered Matt's injury. That's unacceptable at any level and impermissible in this stadium or any of the other 31 venues throughout the National Football League. However, I have also been greatly troubled in the way that all of the Chiefs fans have been portrayed by the national, regional, and local pundits. This fan base is amazing. This year, in the home opener against Atlanta, over 71,000 fans showed up. These Kansas City Chiefs fans are 13th in the NFL in overall attendance, ahead of San Francisco, Philadelphia, New England, Pittsburgh, and Chicago, and not far from those great fans at Lambeau Field in Green Bay. These fans do it every week. In the 27th largest market in the National Football League, they're still among the attendance leaders. I see it on Monday nights at the Chiefs Kingdom radio show. When going in disappointed after a loss, after that hour and a half with those people, I'm energized and ready for the next week. Hey, these Chiefs fans keep coming back and they care. And that's a story that also needs to be told.